91.7 WVXU's Cincinnati Edition. I'm Marianne Zalesnik, filling in for Mark Haney. As you just heard in the NPR newscast, nine people are hospitalized with injuries after an incident on Ohio State University's campus this morning. A spokesman for Ohio State University says injuries in the attack on campus included stab wounds and being struck by a vehicle. Ben Johnson says there were also other injuries that were being evaluated. He says campus will remain open, but classes will be canceled for the rest of the day. NPR is reporting one suspect is dead. You can read more about the incident on our webpage, WVXU.org. The story will also be updated during Here and Now this afternoon, starting at 2 o'clock on 91.7. Later in this program, an update on the latest hearing in the case of former UC police officer Ray Tensing, and we'll talk about ways to keep your holiday spending in check. But first, the United States and Israel have enjoyed an unusually strong alliance based on common interests and values for decades. A bond both Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Barack Obama declared unbreakable during a meeting the two had in September. But there have been recent tensions between the two countries due to changes taking place in the Middle East. And it is not clear how the incoming Trump administration will address the many challenges facing the region. The Jewish Community Relations Council and Israel Center of the Jewish Federation of Cincinnati will present a public forum on the future of U.S.-Israeli relations on December 1st. The chairperson and academic director of the Israel Public Diplomacy Forum, Dr. Eitan Gilboa, will be the featured speaker. He joins us today by phone, along with Ohio State Senator Cecil Thomas, who was part of a recent bipartisan mission of state senators to Israel. And also with us, executive director of the Jewish Community Relations Council, Sarah Weiss. You can join the conversation by emailing talk@wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. We're not able to take phone calls during this segment today. Well, good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having us.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Dr. Gilboa, I'd like to start with you and ask you to briefly give us a little bit of history about U.S.-Israeli relations, where we have come from and perhaps where we are right now.
It's going to be very difficult to do it in a few minutes. Israel and the United States have established a special relationship, as you mentioned. It started just before the establishment of Israel in 1948. The United States was the first country to recognize Israel. The special relationship is based on a rare combination of religion, values, and strategic interests. It has developed over time. The religious part is based on the Judeo-Christian tradition. The United States is the only country in the world to declare itself as a Judeo-Christian. Israel and the United States shares many values. There are many, many Americans having Hebrew names. My own name in Hebrew is Eitan. In the United States, it became Ethan. Israel is a democracy, has been from the beginning. We also share common historical components. Israel is an immigration country. It has absorbed Jews from all over the world since 1948. We share frontiers and pioneers, ethos, and strategic interests developed from helping the United States during the Cold War in the Middle East to today, where Israel and the United States are facing the same threats of radical Islam and terrorism.
And Senator Thomas, you want to talk a little bit about your trip and why Ohio senators decided to go and visit Israel?
Well, first of all, thank you for allowing me to speak. The intent of going was, again, relationship building between Israel and Ohio. Relationship building in terms of cultural connections as well as business, commerce and things of that nature. Ohio is an agricultural state. Israel also is an agricultural country, and they have had some very innovative things that they've done as it relates to agriculture. Then as the technology sector Israel has been a leader in science and technology in a number of areas, and I was just thrilled to just listen to some of the innovative ways of doing things that they're doing in Israel, water droughts and how they've overcome those problems to a great extent, and how they've taken advantage of recycling water. I mean, my understanding is that they recycle over 80% of their water. These are kinds of innovative ways of thinking that could be very beneficial here in Ohio. Their cybersecurity when it comes to protecting against cyber attacks businesses and things of that nature. They are very, very well advanced in those areas, and I had the pleasure of meeting a number of representatives of cybersecurity companies. And in my district, in District 9 in Hamilton County, Cincinnati, we have a number of Fortune 500 companies that are vulnerable to cyber attacks, our universities and things of that nature. So just being there to get a real good feel for some of the potentials, areas that Ohio could benefit from what they're doing in Israel, was just a wealth of information that I'm still trying to absorb it all. And then add to that a better understanding of the region and around Israel and some of the things that are going on. And, you know, sometimes the news doesn't do a very good job of giving the real story. But to actually have my feet on the ground to listen to just ordinary people, it gave a really totally different perspective. You know, and one thing came to my mind when I was there. I said that Israel was the melting pot of thoughts, critical innovation, innovative thinking, and solution driven, and that really stood out as I traveled the land in Israel.
Sarah, you helped set some of this up. Why often it's you think of those types of relations as being more on a federal level, and as Senator Thomas explained, there are certainly reasons why you'd want to include folks from Ohio, but this does seem a little bit unusual. Why did you work to set that up?
So there's a lot of partnerships that are happening between Israel and Ohio, and actually our Cincinnati region. As Senator Thomas mentioned, there's partnerships actually already happening with our Fortune 500 companies in the region, as well as hospitals and other organizations. Israel is a hotbed for innovation. They're producing new technologies, new ideas at a rate that is almost unparalleled. And so, you know, both the United States, but also our community and state want to be able to leverage those opportunities and partnerships and use that research. Also, there's opportunities. Ready Cincinnati is working to engage with Israeli companies that want to do business in Israel and encouraging them to start their businesses right here in our greater Cincinnati community. So there's lots of reasons why we want to connect. We both want to utilize and leverage the innovation, as well as, if we can, encourage partnerships that enhance our greater Cincinnati community.
Dr. Gilboa, can you talk a little bit about what you think about in terms of the state relations there and what that means even in terms of federal relations?
Several American states have trade agreements, specific and special trade agreements with Israel. Ohio is one of them. The Ohio exports to Israel in 2015 were about $225 million. This represents a drop of about 7% compared to 2014, and the rank of Ohio as Israel's trade partner among the 50 American states is only 29. So I think there's a lot more to do about trade and expansion of commercial relations with Israel. And I guess this is one of the reasons Senator Thomas visited Israel. There are many missions of American industrialists and businessmen coming to the country and looking for business opportunities, and visiting here now and even before, I think there are many, many more opportunities. And the more people come and visit each other, the more opportunities exist. I want to add to what Senator Thomas said about going to Israel and see things with his own eyes. This is the reason we are here. I would have liked to have many more American visitors in Israel. Since this is impossible, we come here and provide opportunities for people, ordinary people, and people who are interested in Israel and the Middle East and in American-Israeli relations to hear firsthand about what is happening in Israel and the region.
We're talking this afternoon about U.S.-Israeli relations and a recent trip by some Ohio senators to Israel. We will continue our discussion and talk a little bit about what the United States' new administration may mean for U.S. relations with Israel as we continue our discussion this afternoon. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. We're talking about Israeli-U.S. relations. The Jewish Community Relations Council and Israel Center of the Jewish Federation of Cincinnati will present a public forum on the future of U.S.-Israel relations December 1st. The chairperson and academic director of the Israel Public Diplomacy Forum, Dr. Eitan Gilboa, will be the featured speaker. He joins us today along with Ohio State Senator Cecil Thomas, who was part of a recent bipartisan mission of state senators to Israel, and executive director of the Jewish Community Relations Council, Sarah Weiss. You can join the conversation by emailing talk@wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Unfortunately, we won't be able to take calls during this segment today. Dr. Gilboa, can you talk a little bit about the Israeli-U.S. relations under the Obama administration and then your expectations for a Trump administration?
There were many many disagreements between the United States and Israel during the Obama tenure at the White House. Most of the disagreements were about Israeli-Palestinian negotiations and the Iran nuclear program. There was a huge debate about the Iran nuclear deal. But President Obama continued the tradition of supporting the defense of Israel, perhaps as no other president before. So he distinguished between the political, diplomatic side and the security defense side. Obviously, Israel reciprocated with valuable intelligence and doctrines and defensive weapons development, anti-missile systems. There is a huge expectation throughout the Middle East for some changes in American foreign policy in the next few years. Unfortunately, there is a perception in the entire region that somehow the United States was no longer interested in the region. A leadership vacuum has been created, and the leader who quickly filled that vacuum was Vladimir Putin. Trump has been described as a friend of Putin. I don't know if Putin has any friends except himself, but if this could help to promote American-Russian cooperation in the region, this would be useful. In Israel, there is an expectation that there would be more agreement with the incoming administration about Israeli-Palestinian negotiations and about the Iran nuclear deal. Trump said he would cancel the deal. I don't know if this would be a wise step, but it seems that he would be more effectively and aggressively monitoring the Iranian adherence to the deal, and will also deal with other things, mischiefs of Iran in the region, because Iran is trying to unstable pro-Western governments in the region, wants to acquire hegemony, and is experimenting with intercontinental ballistic missiles. All of these have not been dealt with in the last 2 or 3 years. And the expectation is that Trump would be dealing with these issues.
Senator Thomas, did you find that while you were in Israel that folks were talking about President-elect Trump?
I didn't hear a lot of discussion about President Trump. There were concerns. Pretty much people were just kind of focusing on looking forward to the future and staying focused there. One thing that I thought was just so interesting is that it appeared to me that the people of Israel were always looking forward and not focusing on what went on in the past. They always will remind people of the past, but their energies will focus toward the future. I was very impressed with their focus on the environment, how they use clean technology. A lot of houses, I finally figured it out, they got the barrels on top of the roofs. But those barrels are, the water is being heated by solar power from the sun, solar energy, which heats their hot water and things of that nature. And then there was obviously green energy. There was focus, a lot of focus on water conservation and water management and the drip irrigation technology for agriculture. I just got a feeling. I got a real good feeling that the people of Israel focuses on not wasting a lot of natural products and things. They reuse, they recycle those products, and I think that's a page, as a representative of the United States, we should take a page out of that knowledge and implement that in here, and even in Ohio, taking advantage of wind power and solar power and things of that nature. But I didn't hear a lot of conversation about Donald Trump nor Hillary Clinton. They just focused on innovative ways of dealing with whatever is presented to them.
Dr. Gabo, did you find that, as Senator Thomas said, that the people of Israel do tend to be forward-looking and not spend a lot of time looking back?
Yes, I think this is absolutely true. We are very optimistic people, because it's very difficult to live in our region based on a history of violence and terrorism. You have to be optimistic, and I think this is one of the secrets of Israel's endurance during very difficult times and being so innovative in technology. Israel is number two in the world in startups. This is quite amazing compared to the number of people. Only 8 million people, number two in startups in the world. This is quite amazing, and I think this has a lot to do with the basic approach to life. Despite all the challenges and the problems of violence, warfare, terrorism, which do not happen on every corner, as Senator Thomas could have seen, but nonetheless affect your daily life. So you have always to look forward and not backward.
And if I can comment on that as
sure.
Well, I was in Tel Aviv, I was in Bethlehem, I was in Jerusalem. All of this is like walking downtown in Cincinnati or neighborhoods in various areas of the state of Ohio. You know, the media tends to leave you with the thought of, oh, there's going to be suicide bombers everywhere and all these kinds of things. And that's just not the case. You know, I had the occasion to go into, I believe it's the West Bank in the Palestinian territory, and I met a lot of people, met children, and I just met people. And I said to myself, it's unfortunate that these are just ordinary people, but their leaders are promoting hate and driving the young Palestinians to think with a hateful attitude when the doors of opportunity are wide open if they would just pursue life, in the same way that I saw the Israelis pursuing life, and how can we better the quality of life of people, and what can we work together to make that happen? And it's unfortunate that so many young people, as well as some of the adults, are driven by the leadership in your Palestinian territories to promote hate and destruction.
Sarah, can you talk about the forum if anybody would
sure.
like to attend?
I'd love to. Yeah, so we're holding this forum this Thursday, December 1st at 7 p.m. at the Meyerson Jewish Community Relations Council, at the Jewish Community Center, Meyerson JSCC. And we will have Dr. Eitan Gilboa. We'll have many more conversations about the U.S.-Israel relationship, possible scenarios, what people are thinking from left to right in Israel, and how things may possibly shake out. So we invite anyone who's interested to join and learn more at jewishcincinnati.org.
And it's anybody can attend. It's
yes,
open
yes,
to
free and
public.
Open to the public. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you all for being here today. It's been a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks so much.
It was a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you both.
Thank you. Pleasure's mine.
We've been talking about U.S.-Israeli relations. The Jewish Community Relations Council, as you heard, and Israel Center of the Jewish Federation of Cincinnati will present a public forum on the future of U.S.-Israel relations December 1st. The chairperson and academic director of the Israel Public Diplomacy Forum, Dr. Eitan Gilboa, will be the featured speaker. And, of course, we had him on the program today. Also, Ohio State Senator Cecil Thomas joined us. He was part of a recent bipartisan mission of the state senators to Israel, and executive director of the Jewish Community Relations Council, Sarah Weiss. In just a moment, we'll get an update on former UC police officer Ray Tenzing's hearing this morning and talk about keeping your holiday spending in check. This is Cincinnati Edition.